We made it up the Northern Line. We're here at High Barnet. We're on our way to Underhill for Barnet versus Gillingham. This is the Football Podcast Extra Time.
The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
All right, we're here at Barnet. We're just outside the old Red Lion. We've taken refreshment in there. I'm here with Mr. Rick Bradley. Hello, Rick.
Hello. Good evening to you all.
It might not be evening where they are, but that's fine. That's good.
Good morning.
There you go. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. We're just waiting for another one of our esteemed colleagues to join us, so we thought we'd kill a bit of time, and we're looking forward to this. I mean, you've been to St. Gillingham before, Rick. Do you want to give us a little bit on that?
Yeah, thanks for bringing up these painful memories. Obviously, being a Leeds fan, the first time I saw Gillingham was at your place when you were 3-0 up in about 30 minutes, and we managed to claw two back, but ultimately it was a drubbing. I'll make no bones about that.
Yeah, that was probably the last time we were properly celebrating a football match, and until last weekend, because it's been pretty much brown smelly stuff for us ever since. Got relegated at the end of that season, last day at Wickham.
And we were promoted, by the way, as a footnote to that particular sorry tale.
Thanks for that. And yeah, so we're down in the depths of League Two, and we're here at wonderful, wonderful places like Barnet. Proper old school ground. We're standing up behind the goal with no roof, Rick.
I know, it kind of feels like we've gone back in time and Lord Taylor was never even born.
There you go. There's actually a covered terrace down the side of the pitch where we normally get housed when we come to grounds like this.
It's nice, doesn't it?
It looks cosy compared to where we're going to be, yeah. But thankfully there's no breeze, and touch wood, there's not a lot of cloud in the sky, so I'm hopeful that we're not going to get pissed on from a great height and soaked. So it's going to be nippy. They sold the tickets behind the goal where there's no roof first, so all those loyal fans that got in early and got their tickets get no roof. All those jolly come latelys who decided that they were going to get their tickets after we broke our away run get the roof, which I think is a little bit harsh. Well, I'd make them suffer, to be honest, but there you go.
Out in the open air, on the terrace, maybe with a meat pie and a Bovril.
Or Bovril. There could be a Bovril in the offing.
I've sown the seeds of beef in your mind, haven't I?
No, Bovril, as long as it's proper Bovril. At Wickham, I had this thing called Big D, I think it was called, or Big B, and it looked like Bovril. It didn't smell like it, and it didn't taste like it. It was pretty much rancid gravy.
Isn't that what Bovril is at the best of times?
No. Bovril, in its truest
it's
form...
It's not the best cuts of the animal, though, is it?
Well, we don't like to think about things like that. It's, you know, it's a warming drink that isn't minging coffee. Exactly. Anyone who's a proper football fan will understand that Bovril is the way forward, and I need broach no more argument on that. Bovril is a football drink. You never have Bovril anywhere else other than a football match.
My nan used to have Bovril on trips to the seaside. She didn't even care for football.
Okay, football fans and Rick's nan. But anyway, we're stood a mere stone's throw from the North Terrace here at Underhill. Just to give you a little bit of background on the match, Gillingham are coming into this having snapped, I think, the longest run in the Football League, certainly in recent times, of winless games away from home. 34 matches it took. At the 35th time of asking, thanks to a dodgy back pass at Oxford and a surprisingly calm finish by Cody McDonald, who clearly isn't used to those sort of gifts, but tucked it away anyway, Gillingham have broken their away run. It was celebrated like we'd won the league. And the atmosphere in the pub was just very upbeat. We won a game, Rick. That doesn't happen away from home.
Not often, no. But when you're at home playing Leeds, it's the goal extravaganza.
There you go. So, I mean, away at Barnet. Last time we come to Barnet, they knocked us out of the FA Cup. We weren't happy. The manager was Mr. Mark Stimson, who is now the manager of Barnet. He was at Gillingham for 3 seasons, relegated us in 2 of them. So expect him to get a little bit of stick this afternoon, this evening. And hopefully, Gillingham will take their unbeaten run to 2 matches in the space of 4 days after 18 months with none. So, fingers crossed, we'll see what we can do, and I'll get back to you at half-time. All right, we're on the terraces at Barnet. It's half time. It is 1-0 to Barnet. We're not playing well still.
Tuesday night. I'm cold. My feet are very cold. There's Champions League on the TV. What am I doing here?
You love it.
Something like that. I'm with a lot of Medway fans. Not much fun.
What did you
think? Gillingham in a red and black kit. I'm not a big fan of the
kit. I don't know why they're not in blue, actually. I thought it would have been more of a contrast.
Not
to
a big
Barnet,
fan of the blue kit, mate.
The blue?
No, the red kit. Not a big fan of the red kit. It's
wrong Milan, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what did you think of Gillingham in their first half?
Well, with a couple of passes. They've had a couple of chances on goal, so maybe a couple more passes. It may work out a little bit better for them, but at the moment,
they're just lumping it too much, aren't they?
It reminds me very much of the season that QPR got promoted from Division 2, but this lot ain't getting promoted. Neither of these two teams are getting promoted.
Well, no. Have you seen where both these teams are in the league?
Yeah, but that's not how much football's changed. This, in, 2002, 2003, would have got you promoted. That's how we got promoted, with shit like this. The keeping goal for Barnet today was our reserve. Yeah. It was our reserve keeper. We got promoted. It's fucked up.
Yeah, no, we need something in the second half. It's not being good. It's half time. It's 1-0 to Barnet. So, crowd again a little bit leery for the second half.
The steward looks like Stimpson in disguise because he's got a hat on and a gear ring. And that happens.
Oh, no. Right, we'll leave it there and we'll revisit at full time, hopefully after we've scored a couple. So
potentially, mate. I can't see it.
No, me neither. All right.
2-1 if I had my way.
Absolutely.
James, come on! Come on, James, come on! James, come on! James, come on! Same fucking reserve,
shit. Brilliant.
Go on, player.
Brilliant. Feed him!
Yeah! He's in! Yeah! It was Chris Welpdale. He just been hammered it. It went in the top corner. I think because he only got titchy little nets, I think it might have hit the stanchion or something. Come out. I thought he hit the bar. I was like, yes, no, and then they were running off. I thought, all right, must have gone in there.
Skywalker, get to it!
Oh, he did well not to connect with him there.
Lads, oh,